What do you make of what we know of the mayor's proposal here so far?
Well, it's a whole lot of hypotheticals, Scott. And so the agenda comes out today, and I don't think any of these proposals are going to be on the agenda. But the bottom line is, we don't have any money to spend on any of this. And so he had literally millions of dollars to spend on new stuff, and we at this point have zero money to spend any longer.
What would the money buy? What is he proposing that the money be used for?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. There's a couple of things. Commissioner Turnberg did a great job with her proposal, you know, to eliminate camping. That's a positive. To eliminate the downtown center, that's excellent too. But now they want to buy a new building and start a bunch of new programs. And the bottom line is we have zero money. And so it's all hypothetical. It's going nowhere, but I do hope that some of these things get stopped because it's destroying our downtown. The customers aren't coming downtown and businesses are hurting and some are leaving.
So this Fargo Community Care and Deflection Center is the facility you're talking about, right? That's what...
That's just laughable. It's like a made-up thing. I want to see something that works, that's effective. I went to Tampa. They moved all of their homeless services out of the downtown, and that's what we have to do. That's the number one thing. You have to move all the homeless services out of the downtown. This deflection center, that's a joke. I have no idea. You know, this is just another liberal piece of junk. It's unproven. And then on top of that, it's going to cost millions of dollars. So I will guarantee you we're not going to be doing that.
So do we know where this community care and deflection center would be? Maybe the plan is to get it out of downtown, right?
I have no idea. But Scott, all these things, we don't have any money. So all this is hypothetical. And I'm telling you, the city of Fargo is over the fiscal cliff. Right now, we're just determining how hard we're going to land.
Mayor went on to say, our emphasis will be more on a service center, housing, job service, mental health issues, Native American issues, rather than people being arrested and taken to an already at capacity jail. They could receive mental health treatment or be transported to an emergency room or hospital. The center would serve clients throughout the community and would not be a shelter. 30 services offered at this central place with 30 different groups working together. But you're saying it's going to come with a price tag that there's no budget for?
Well, and it doesn't matter what the price tag is. We don't have any money. And the citizens of Fargo can't afford to be the regional provider for all these services. The city of Fargo has to get out of this. To give an example, like I said, I went down to Tampa. The city of Tampa doesn't run it. They collaborate with all these groups, but this has just been a disaster.
Yeah, could that be what he's talking about when he says 30 different groups working together, something similar in that regard?
No, he wants the city of Fargo to pay for all this. That's the key thing. And it's like, man, that's really nice, but we have no money. You've spent too much money on our budget. Went up $11 million last year. We are tapped out. We have no money. People don't. The other commissioners, they're proposing all this new stuff. It's like you don't get it. We're done spending money.
So how do you fix this without the money issue? I mean, in other words, I hear you on the bottom line. You know, and the price points and the pressure that's there. How do you fix it without significant city investment?
Well, I think we'll participate in the city of Fargo, but we do not have the capacity to fix this. This has to be the state, the counties, all these nonprofits. They're the ones. We are not in a financial position to be the lead agency.
Who should be?
That's a good question. In Tampa, what they have is Catholic Charities runs the program. The city of Tampa participates. They're a collaborator, but... the city of Fargo, I will guarantee you, we're not going to be the title agency because we can't. And second of all, it's not appropriate for us. We need to be part of it, but we cannot be the lead agency.
You have been very vocal on the whole camping situation, and now it looks like there's a consensus building that that situation has not worked. Talk about the campsites, you know, the amount of mess that was left behind, and sort of the new plan now to say, okay, that didn't work. What's your take on that? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, I've been saying that for a long time, but it's been a disaster. And so I could go on and on with all the negative things that have happened, but obviously there's used drug needles. That's a biohazard that our city staff had to go clean up. Under one bridge, there was 200 discarded needles. And so, but then on top of that, the environmental negative impact. So it's so funny. Liberals are so worried about the environment, but when literally our riverfront is being destroyed, you don't hear anything, any concerns about that. And I'll just tell you the quick story. So I grew up in Fargo. When I was younger, I used to love riding on the bike trails along the river. And you could go from North Fargo to South Fargo. And now they're unusable because they're unsafe. You got people, you know, there's criminal activity. It's so sad that we've let it come to this point.
Is everybody at the table? We talked to Michelle Turnberg last time, and of course she had proposed a couple of things that you voted for, but went down 3-2 in the city commission. And then she said there was a plan being formulated, but she wasn't included in that. I get that there's, you know, concerns over quorums, but you guys tend to figure this out with brown bag lunches and other things. I mean, is there at least dialogue going on between you and Michelle and the mayor and the other commissioners?
There's absolutely, we have not been included at all. And so the talk about collaboration and inclusion, that's only for certain people, for certain circumstances. So no, I haven't been involved at all or included or asked to participate in any way.
Do you see a break somehow in that? I mean, is John Strand on the fence on some of these things? I mean,
Is it
as a hard lock 3-2?
Oh yeah, it's a 3-2 vote. And the bottom line is, we're not going to be able to clean this up, the homeless and the riverfront and all that. You can't clean that up until you clean City Hall up. And so that's our next target is June of 2026. If you want changes, that's when it's going to come. The rest of this, it's going to continue until we have a majority vote, because that's their agenda. They want to have more and more of this. It's clear from the mayor's proposals. He wants more and more programs. And when that happens, you get more and more homeless.
So what do you expect to happen on Monday night? Is it going to be another 3-2 vote in favor of this, and this plan will move forward despite the concerns you have on the fiscal side?
Like I said, the agenda comes out today, but I don't think it's even going to be on the agenda. And if they voted, let's say hypothetically they voted in favor of all the mayor's proposals, it doesn't matter. We don't have any money. So you can say, well, let's do all this stuff. Well, if you don't have funding for it, it's not going to proceed.
Why do you think it will not be on the agenda, that it's not ready for prime time yet?
Well, I asked the staff, do you think the mayor is going to put this on the agenda on Monday? I don't know anything about it. What's going on? And they said, not that they are aware of. So we'll know for sure. I think it comes up, you know, at around noon, the agenda, but I don't think it's going to be on there. Then on top of that, all the money, it's all hypothetical, Scott. We've already made our budget, and so we don't have any money for it.